All right, sorry for having you on hold for so long.
No problem. Sorry, my name is Martin. I was the one that was working with Mark earlier.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. No, you're
I
good.
just got
I'm
stuck on a
just
phone, right? You guys were on the phone, so I was trying to like message Andrew all the information at once while he was talking to you.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, so we're gonna do a test right now because right now Mark has two routers that are they're not getting any more updates. So, but we
Okay.
have like a newer router that we're giving out now. So I'm sending a tech over there, and he's gonna swap both of Mark's routers.
Okay.
And we're going to see if that is going to help because I was able to connect to the VPN service here, but we're also running off of the new router. So I'm thinking maybe that'll help him and solve the issue.
So last week there was a routing issue at the data center, but that was cleared up, and that's why I'm sitting here like totally like stuck on why he can't connect. So
Yeah.
the weird thing is if you do an NS lookup at Mark's site, it does resolve the IP address. The one thing I didn't think about until now was doing a trace route from them, but I'm assuming it's going to break at some point because if you can't hit either the VPN service or the 443 HTTPS
Yeah.
website, there's just got to be. But I didn't think of that until I was sitting on hold now to do
Yeah,
a trace route.
it's real interesting. He said he'll call you guys when he gets home. But what I'm also going to try, as well as swapping those routers, is like usually when we've had customers that have problem VPNing into something, they have it's been solved by a static IP. So I'm going to try to give them a static as well to see if that does anything on the new routers.
But I'm assuming he just had a dynamic one which changed, what, every week or so?
Yeah.
That shouldn't have been a problem because, I mean, what he's connecting to is it has the ability to, obviously accept incoming connections from any source,
Yeah.
as long as, the credentials pass. So that's why I was just kind of surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen weirder things. I'm just trying every option that's available to us right now. But we'll have to see because the tech's going out there right now. I think he's going to meet him there. And we're going to have to see if that will resolve the issue or not.
Well, Mark's right now on the phone with one of my other guys right now, and he's like, I don't know what's going on. What's the status of this? And I'm like, but they told him they're sending a tech over to his house.
Yeah, I told him he just left.
I know he's already calling here and be like, what's going on? What's the status? And I'm like, dude, like they're sending
Yeah.
somebody over with Rob. You know how Mark is. Mark can,
Yeah.
sometimes. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm assuming if you give him a new router, he'll acquire a new IP address anyway because it'll be a new device, right?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I think he should be okay with dynamic. I've never seen a problem with anybody. None of our other clients really have statics unless it's a business account office.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, I mean, we could try that after, but I don't. I mean, that would be, I guess, a last thing
Yeah,
to
I'd
do.
say that's more of a last resort thing.
I think you're good.
But yeah, we'll just have to give him one of our newer routers and we'll see if that will clear anything up for him.
Okay, yeah, cool. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I'm gonna keep in touch with Mark, so he'll probably let me know if it doesn't work as well.
Okay, yeah, please let me know, or he'll let me know for sure.
Yep. Right. Well, you have a good day.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Bye.